Chris, we're super rallying today, so we're just out to get mileage and that, but certainly enjoying it. The stages are more local today and enjoying it now.
Tire selection is important.
Tire selection is very important. Our tires are a bit too hard for the Glen stage, but they're working okay then for Atlantic Drive and Fannin, so it's hard to get something that suits all stages now, so that you're going to lose out in one and gain another probably.
And how's the car going?
It's going okay today. We had loads of problems over the weekend, but we seemed to have them all sorted, but it's a wee bit late in the day, but still enjoying it now.
Great. Best of luck for the rest of the day. That's JP Logan, James Logan there, and they are in their Honda, and we'll just go down the line here, and Columba Hina and Derek Hina. Columba, nearly halfway through the final day. How's it been going for you?
We've had a good weekend so far, but by God, everything's nearly gone wrong this morning. You know, a lot of things there. We thought we were right there with the alternator come off the car, and we went on to three cylinders in Glenvillies in the morning there, but no, thank God we're this far, so hopefully we can get the last.
So a bit of work to be done in service?
There is. They're going to be a busy few boys in there now. They're going to earn their keep for the weekend.
Great, thanks a million. Keep going. So that's Columba Hina, a regular competitor, of course, in this Donegal International Rally every year. Let's go on here. We're on Highland Radio, Jeff Shovlin and Terence Fury. How's it going so far today, folks?
It's going pretty good. I have a bad tire choice there this morning, just. So, change that now, it should be day long.
And yet the tire selection, I mean, one moment it's dry, then it's sunny, then it's wet. So it's very hard. Once you're out of service, there's not a lot you can do.
Well, Glen seems to be the worst of it there, and I, so... Well, yeah, work out for the rest of them, just.
And how's the weekend gone overall?
Ah, good, yeah. Everything's working out to plan, and I, so...
Okay, keep going. Thanks a million for joining us. And we'll just go down the line a couple of more cars before I head back to you. Let's go to Andrew McLoone and William Keogh from Strabane in the Chevette. Well, Andrew, is the weekend getting better and better?
The weekend's getting better and better. We had a couple of big moments there in each of the stages, but in Fannin we had a big one. Got away with it, but what a stage.
Yeah. Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. There's always in rallying, you know, we come out over a grass, we normally break before it, but the car got light, and then,
you know. One of the things we're seeing today is, I mean, you can start a stage and it's dry, and midway through it can be wet, you're getting a shower, the wipers are on, and by the time you come off, the sun's out again.
That's correct, and Glenn, we started off, and it was okay the whole way to the village, and it was just stretchers after that, the whole way there, and... unpredictable, but listen, we're here.
Great, and that's what it's all about. Okay, keep going. Thanks very much indeed. And that's just a snapshot again of things here in the service in Milford. Miles, come back to us again in about another 10 minutes when there'll be another bunch of drivers coming through in the Jules Donegal International Rally, which Gary Jennings leads in the International Rally. And, of course, it's Manus Kelly leading in the National. Back to you.